Thanks, Mark. I appreciate the call. Let's go to St. Paul, Minnesota, to Dave. Dave, how can I help you?
Good morning, Father. Daphne, I should say. Today I was just thinking about the Eucharist as the source and summit of our faith, and yet it's not mentioned in any of our creeds. What do you think's going on there?
Well, it's somewhat like we take for granted that which is most, we do all the time. And really, the creeds came about because someone was denying some aspect of the truth. So, you know, famously, the Nicene Creed says what it does because there was this priest. Usually when problems in the church happen, it's some priest somewhere, a priest named Arius, who in 319 stood up in Alexandria, Egypt. He was a very respected priest, so his teaching spread like wildfire. And he said about Jesus, among other things, he said there was a time when he was not, talking about the Christ, saying there was a time when he was not. So he argued that the Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, was created, and that, he wasn't really equal with God. And so we get a creed that counteracts the false teaching of Arius. That's why we say things like that he's God from God, light from light, true God from tree God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. All of those were to counter the false teachings of Arius. Arius, despite his getting Christ wrong, didn't deny the real presence in the Eucharist, so that didn't need to be in the creed because it wasn't being denied. Though the question about baptism was a disputed question at the time by others, not Arius, but by others. And so that's why we get the one baptism for the remission of sins in there. Okay, David?
That's helpful because we use it. Use the creeds in the RCIA process, and it came up with somebody said, but you're not saying anything about the Eucharist, so we can talk about that.
Right. You might want to look at the Credo of the People of God, the very long Credo that St. Paul VI did in the 60s, and that has more in it of the basic teachings of the church. Hey, I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. We'll get you tomorrow. Call back, and I look forward to being with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend on you and remain with you always.